Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that we have this opportunity to be together again and share the good things of the Lord. It's just such a privilege and an honor to be with you every day on this station at the same time. And I'd like to begin the broadcast. Well, let's begin in prayer. I don't know what your day is like or what you've gone through, but I believe as we put our hearts on the Lord, you know, the scripture says if we draw near to God, He'll draw near to us. He'll draw nigh to us. And as we purpose in our hearts to just silence the noise, the things around us, and enter in to God's realm, the things of the Spirit, He won't leave us the same. As we come into that place, we're changed. If it's been a heavy day, if there's been strife and problems at home or on the job, God has a way of just bringing His peace, His strength, His calm, His tranquility to those who seek His face. I've always loved that scripture that Isaiah declared, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Thee." So, Father, Lord, I come to You right now in behalf of the listening audience. And, Lord, You see those who are anything but peaceful. Lord, You see the things that have happened in their day, the problems on the job, situations in the home, the financial concerns. Lord, the things that are just weighing on them, Lord, by faith we cast every care upon You, because Lord, You said You care for us. And Lord, in the casting of that care, Lord, by faith we trust You, Lord, to work out Your solutions, Your answers, Your ways, Lord. As much, Lord, so often we fret and we're anxious about things, and You said by fretting and worrying we couldn't add one little centimeter to our height. There's nothing we could do. There's nothing profitable in worrying or being concerned or anxious. That's just a milder manifestation of full-blown fear. And Lord, that's a sin. You said that we're not to fear. Be not afraid. Fear not. How many times are those words given in Your Word, Lord, speaking to a servant of the Lord or speaking to our hearts? So, Lord, we receive that word. We will not fear, though the mountains be removed and carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, there is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the Holy One of Israel. Lord, we thank You today. Let those streams flow today. So rivers of peace flowing to Your beloved. Lord, let them be at peace right now. Let them be at rest. The cares we've given to You, the troubles, the burdens, we've taken Your burden, Lord. Your yoke is easy and Your burden is light. Praise God. Recently, I shared with UCM family, Lord had given me a little quick insight into that scripture. You know, we read that scripture, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. Light being in the sense of not heavy. And yet, as we look, would read that not as an adjective but a noun, His burden is light. That's not only the electromagnetic rays that we visually can see as light, but light, by very definition, means enlightenment, illumination, revelation. So His burden is revelation, that we don't have to carry things on our own. We don't have to strive. We don't have to wrestle. We don't have to be pushed out of shape, but that we can rest in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let me go on now to sharing what the Word declares to us. And this is a scripture that I'm going to share with you. It's one of my very favorite because it speaks to the time in which we are living. Just think, beloved, the prophets that lived thousands of years ago, they were speaking the Word of the Lord, and they knew it wasn't for their present time. Well, sometimes the words they spoke did pertain to what was immediately going to come to pass. But there's much in the Word of God that referred to ages way beyond their time. And this is such a one spoken by the prophet Joel, the second chapter, verse 28 and 29. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Oh, I know as you listen to the evening news or read the papers, we are living in evil and perilous times. The natural catastrophes that have occurred, they seem to be something's happening every week. The earthquakes, the floods, the tornadoes, the damage that is wrought by severe natural disasters. We see that, as Jesus said, these are but the beginning of sorrows, famines and wars and rumors of wars. But as all these things are taking place in the natural realm, Jesus said, lift up your eyes, lift up your heads, for your salvation draweth nigh. Beloved, just as the enemy is at work, And we see that the hearts of men are fainting for fear, yet in the realm of the Spirit, spiritually, there's a dawning of God's golden age, that age in which Joel prophesied about, that outpouring of the Spirit of God upon all flesh, where young men and old men and handmaidens and women and all shall experience the pouring out of the Spirit of God, and there will be supernatural revelation and prophecy and dreams and visions. Hallelujah. The dawning of God doing something new has always gone hand in hand with the dawning of a new experience, a new outpouring. And this is the hour for the manifestation of God's power in a new measure, but it's also, and this can be even more exciting, it's the hour in which the revelation of Jesus Christ shall abound in the hearts of those who know Him. I don't know about you, but my hunger for the Lord has so increased in these last few weeks, months. There's just such a desire to know Him as I've never known Him before. Yes, there's been blessing in days past, but I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied with what I've had in the past. I want something new. I want more of Him. And beloved, everything has its appointed time. No matter how much man may resist it, God never allows anything to interfere with His divine program and His divine plan and purposes. The holy and blessed Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who has been coexistent and preexistent with God the Father and God the Son before the foundation of the world, was as much filled with power, with grace, and with authority as in the days when Jesus walked and talked with men, as He is today. But beloved, something happened when Jesus was getting ready to depart. He said, it's expedient for me that I go, that I leave you, because if I don't go, He's not going to come, that Comforter He was talking about. And He didn't descend with His quickening, energizing power and occupy His place in the hearts of the redeemed, for that's you and I, until the day of Pentecost was fully come. Remember, Jesus spoke to his disciples and he said, go to Jerusalem and tarry until you receive the blessed Holy Spirit. That was the day which was appointed by the Lord. That was the fulfilling of the time which had been prominent in the plans and purposes of God from the very beginning. The scriptures say, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. And I believe that all which has transpired since that great day has been preparing the redeemed and working and waiting patiently for the dispensation of the fullness of times in which God will bring to pass all that he has declared in his word, that which we know is prophecy, and historically and spiritually we shall see God move in these last days as at no other time in the history of mankind. Each day has, or each age, I should say, has its day, and each successive age has its day. What does the day consist of? Well, it has a morning and an evening. It has a sunrise and a sunset. And over the hills of God, the light of revelation has dawned upon the souls of men. And prophets ordained by the Lord himself have gone out in the declaration of the truth. Then the purposes of God having been fulfilled and the ministry consummated as far as that particular day or age was concerned, then the long shadows of evening begin to gather. And the voices which had been loud now become stilled, and the ministries which had been mightily used of the Lord were blessed with a rest, a time to quiet, and they were waiting quietly and patiently until the revelation of another daybreak. Hallelujah. And I'm seeing my time is getting away, and we're just going to pick this up tomorrow, and I pray that you'll be able to join me at this same time. Praise God. But as this broadcast draws to a close, I want to encourage many of you who have been listening. Some of you have been listening for a while. If you've been blessed by the broadcast, I know you'll be blessed by the ministry of correspondence. A letter coming from a sister writing in Suwanee, Georgia, says, you're such a blessing. I was praying to hear from you strongly in my spirit, and there was your letter. God's in God's timing. You are sensitive and obedient to him. And she shares her prayer request and signs her name, writing from Suwanee, Georgia. So if you want to be blessed, the Lord knows just what you need. I don't know, but God does. And I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I thank you for your prayers, your support in the Spirit, and your financial help. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.